John Jessop.
I've never been so warm. We've got the window open, but we've got this Liverpool band here. I've never heard of them before, but everybody raves about them. You know, they've done a little bit of work at the Scouse Bowl with the farm and the coral, and but they come up here today. You know, they could have had a shave. They could have got into makeup a little bit better. But other than that, let's welcome to the Bow Weevils. And how are you, gang? Yeah. We've got Steve and we've got Andy on the microphone. So, Andy, welcome, mate.
Hello, John. Thanks for having us on.
I know. So good to see you, because I know you're a busy, busy band. And whenever I mentioned, hey, I've got the Bow Weevils coming into the studio, they go, nah, no, you haven't. Yeah, you won't get them all together because they don't do it. They just, you know, but...
We're being really busy over the last couple of months doing a new video, a new single that we've brought out called Playing Games, and it took a lot of our time up.
Right.
Me and Steve, ultimately, doing a lot of the editing. We filmed it, everything ourselves. And we got a lot of well-known actors from Liverpool as well, like Mark Womack.
Oh, yeah,
Dave
yeah.
Abraham, John McArdle are in it.
Yeah.
And they've all been great in helping us out. Like,
it come together, it come together a lot. Easier than the first one.
Really?
It was part two to the first one, which was called Sister. And that was our first music video we put together ourselves.
Okay.
And we were quite happy with the way it came out. young lad called Scott Mealy jumped on the camera for us, and he had the same vision as us.
Right.
So we worked for free doing it, and it cost us no money. But the second time around playing games, it was lockdown, and Andy was on Facebook and social media.
Right.
And we're trying to put the video together, and he sent a message to Mark Womack. Mark got straight back in touch.
He's a legend, Mark. He's a top man, Mark.
So Andy asked if he'd be in the video. We said, as long as I can go lead actor. So straight away, I said, wow, that was a bit easy. So we sent a message to John McCarthy and said, look, we've got this video. He watched the video, he replied before, I'd more or less sent him the first message saying, if Mark's in it, that's lead actor took up. Can I be in the video? And
right.
He needed a good slot as well. So straight away, he wanted to be the bad guy.
Yeah.
Jake Abraham was in it again. And even the fella.
We've got guys ourselves, like friends of ours as well, who were all keen to get involved. Like
what was
Paul
it,
McNabb,
Gary,
Paul McNabb.
Gary Hopper? What was his
Gary
name?
Hopper, yeah.
He come
along with Mark Womack, and he helped us out. And he's got a story to tell. Like, he used to spar with Mike Tyson when he was 15, 16 up in New York. And he knew Costamato and all the...
In a few big films himself.
Yeah.
He ended up, Mark brought him down and said, there's a lot of space you can get in the video. You'd be more than welcome to...
Wow.
And he ended up stealing the show, so you'll have to have a little look.
Really,
That's a big shout out to the Nether Motor Company as well, because they helped us use the garage for the scenes, locations. Yeah. We had a little bit of trouble with the locations, obviously, because it was just because of the lockdown.
Oh, yeah.
What was happening around the city at the time, we had loads of places that we wanted, but in a way, it kind of worked in our favours that we found the perfect places because we had to find somewhere, and it all just came together. And
didn't work good for us, but when lockdown started, we've always been quite a laid back band anyway.
Okay.
But so every other band had to sort of stop, but luckily we've got our own practice studio, so we could be in there as much as we wanted.
Yeah.
But we cracked on with making the music video, with recording whenever we could, songwriting. Where every time we'd speak to another band, it was our studio's been shut, we can't be here, so this is that. So the bands are split up. Half the bands are now sold the gear. All the amps, guitars.
It's unbelievable.
Just to get through this.
Yeah.
We only get through the last year. We seem to have done more than what we'd done the year before.
So listen, Steve, I know you're going on about the film and what you've done, and Andy's going about the places and the people you've had in the film. What is beyond this?
Well, the whole purpose, again, we've been friends all our lives.
Yes.
And we've been around the block a couple of times. We've gained a lot of experience.
Yeah.
And this time around, it's been a ball. We're having a laugh at the songs.
Serious stuff now, is it?
Well, it's serious stuff, but we're not serious no more. We used to be really argumentative. We call it passion, an argument to break. We're all passionate, but now it's like,
what about people being able to see you?
Well, that's coming now. That's been the big thing. We're like, we're the biggest kept secret in Liverpool.
Okay.
But we're just not in a rush. We know where our future where it is.
Yeah.
We're just having a good time.
We feel like our music now is ready, where before we weren't.
A bit more wild.
We've had other members. The members have changed within the band, but we've stuck to our models and decided that we want to produce the best that we can now.
Okay.
We were always a bit rushed with our music. We always tried to, as soon as we'd done it in the studio, we wanted to get it out and let everyone hear it. But now we're holding back and making sure that it's super right.
Okay, so is there an EP in the offing or is there an album in the offing?
Well, yeah, that's what we're in the middle now. We're in the studio and we're recording. We've got a whole lot of new songs and we're just dying for everyone to hear them because they're really good. And
how close or how far away are you?
Well, this the
again,
end, like, the we're booked
in the studio again, aren't we? We've said the last few months we've recorded about 5 or 6 songs in the last year.
Right.
And they're all going towards, we can call it a new album or a bunch of singles. Mm-hmm. Right, the way the world's running, we can't like put a logo on what we're doing no more, or like a name, because people just, it's easy come, easy go music for people. So as Andy said, we want to give them the best of what we've got without just ramming a load of nonsense down the throat. Give them quality and something to be interested in and follow and be passionate about. Get a good fan. We've got a good fan base in Liverpool, we know that, but we want to get them rallied together, get them something to scream about and be excited about because we're loving it this time now.
Well, that's it. I mean, but the end product for me is obviously, you know, you've come here now, you're going to do a couple of songs. There's a shed load of songs in the pipeline that could be used as ones and ones and ones or singles or EPs.
Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, okay. But if you put an album together...
That's our dream, yeah. Like a
your dream. Would that be the before the end of the year?
We want it to be, We want it to be. That's that next thing is that we brought our first one out called In It For The Buzz.
Yeah.
And we got good reviews on it. But again, coming back to us, because we're so picky with our music, is that we feel like we can do twice as good as that. So that's why we're at the minute now is getting all the songs together to make sure that we've got it in place by the end of the year. Possibly beginning of next.
Right.
It's just at the minute, you just don't know regards studios closing.
Very true. Yeah. You know, and the other thing, Andy, is this, if you're nowhere near finishing it by late the 17th of October, you don't want to do it until next year because you'll get lost in the Christmas rush and the Christmas rush, and you know, and then all your good work will, you know, just be going down the river, really.
Yeah, so right time, right place for when we...
Well, that's it, you know. And the only other thing that I would ask is this, you know, I mean, we're really, really busy up here. Everybody wants to come up to Liverpool Live now to play, to record and everything. You get your album ready. I want you to launch it in this radio station.
Yeah, we'd love you to. Love us too, yeah.
It's a deal. It's a deal.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a deal.
Definitely. It's a deal. Fabulous. Great stuff.
Can we also let everyone know that Gav playing the guitar today, he's our lead singer, but he's also our drummer. So he's our front man. You sit behind us. We always need to push him in front. But...
next time when you launch the album here, you'll have the set of drums here, and because you'll be in our open area then.
Yeah, be nice.
Absolutely superb.
We just want the people of Liverpool to listen to us and give us
enjoy
encouragement to do more and bring more out and release more stuff, and because we feel like we're ready to give.
You know, you're a really, really good band, Andy. We've spoke many times on the phone. You know, you know, this radio station, believe it or not, isn't 1 year old yet until the 26th of July. You know, but. You know, we're on DAB Plus, which gives you a potential audience of like 3.1 million.
That's it. Without a radio station like this, we've got no platform to get out there and speak to our fans, really. So it's so important.
We've got Daniel here.
And people who can't see us, it looks amazing as well. We thought we were coming to a little dingy, stinking room.
It's really professional up here, it's boss.
You know, we've got Dan doing all the mixing, and he's a brilliant, brilliant technician. We've got Roy, who's our station manager. He's also the technician as well, and, you know, they're doing a great job making everything right. It's been beamed live on our Facebook. So you're gonna see everything.
This is what the bands around Liverpool need, and music lovers, live music like this throughout the day.
Brilliant.
I mean, you know, on my show, I'm booked up now every afternoon through till the 7th of June to have people coming in.
Bet you are, yeah.
You know, and it's great, you know, for the local people as well. But you know, before I came in today, you know, and there's a movie being made called The Sex Pistols, the movie, and one of the directors wants to come up and come in. A fella called John Mitchell, he was in a band called It Bites. You know, he wants to come across, and
that's good.
John Waite, who had a big hit with Missing You, and he was in a band called The Babies.
Brilliant.
You know, everybody's learning and hearing about Liverpool Live. It's a Liverpool radio station for Liverpool people and Liverpool bands, and we want to help you as much as possible.
I think it could be the start for it, for cities like Liverpool, working class cities. I think what's happened over the last year, I think it's going to grab a lot of the musicians, and it's give them the bite to go further and write better songs and just improve. I think you'll find now, then hopefully in the next 12 months, everyone will start pushing more out of the working class cities,
absolutely,
like Liverpool, and show our talent, what we've got within the cities, and especially Liverpool.
That's right.
So hopefully we're going to be on that wave, taking Everton forward.
Well, I've said it once, boys. I don't repeat myself, but this door is always open. You know where we are now.
Yeah. Oh yes, we do. We know where you are.
A little side door by the Burger Man.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Put the code in on the wall.
We won't say the code, though.
No. You're all right.
There's one thing we're going to say is that we're trying to get Everton out. We've set up our social media stuff now. Really,
it's about time we've just set it up this year.
we weren't the most social media type, but we've started going on to
Instagram,
Facebook, Twitter. And we're tempted by TikTok.
I mean if people want to find you, Andy, obviously did they just put Bow Weevils into
Facebook? We've got a website as well, www.thebowweevils.com. you can find everything on there. They got all the links to all our social media.
The new song's on YouTube. One's called Sister, the second is called Playing Games.
And I'm also probably playing games tomorrow, Andy. You know, if that's all right with you.
You can play it anytime you want. Play it every day.
So that's the last time I'm going to see you at the front, is it, mate?
Yeah, guess then they can't
Yeah.
That's the plan. We've always said we'll drag them to the front for a gig.
We've always wanted to do it, but it's always, usually when you're doing the gigs, everyone's just like looks at you as if to say, what? Because you're using drums and they're moving around, but going forward, it's all going to be more about us and how we want to portray ourselves.
Yeah.
And obviously, we just want to get the everyone involved with ourselves and
have some
makes
fun
the best
this,
yeah just
some parties
make the best
going
of what we can,
around
yeah.
the city
yeah I mean city we know Johnson. Okay, Monday's come and gone now. That was another opening with Boris. I mean, we're hoping for the 21st of June we'll go ahead. Is that when people can actually see the Bow Weevils performing somewhere?
Yeah, well, we're hopefully, in the middle of trying to find the venue for our show.
We have been off the cuff with setting gigs up in the past, but the thing about it is we've been lucky in setting a gig up. If you set one up tomorrow, we know we sell it out overnight.
Yeah.
So we are lucky in that aspect of setting it up in our own city, but there's just too much to choose from. We haven't been out in a year or two to watch a live band.
Right.
And there's a lot of new venues in Liverpool. As Darren, my friend Darren Keane.
Darren's great.
Talking about venues, he was saying that you should set anywhere up. Your fans will follow you. You'll get the crowd, but... And there's a lot of brilliant buildings in Liverpool, rooftops, terraces, and...
There's one outside, mate.
Everywhere.
There's one outside.
The choice is endless in the city for setting shows up.
To play on the rooftop here is one of my wishes, is to have the band on the rooftop.
Let's set it up,
if the Beatles can do it at Apple Studios, why can't we do it at the Penthouse?
What's happened a few times is Shankly, is it?
The Shankly has
they've done a couple of rooftop gigs, haven't they?
Yes, yeah.
It's something that's crossed our mind, would be good. But for the first one, we're looking at it to be like intimate and try and get a lot of the actors down and make it like a proper
good party.
So you're looking like a mini theatre, aren't you? To do like an in the round.
Well, that was our initial plan when we done the song. We wanted to make the videos to become like
a Netflix series.
And it's set up. People think, when's that coming out? Or it was just how we.
Well, it was funny. I was saying to someone before. I was saying to the sound engineer before. The plan, when we had sat down and what the purpose of making this video besides everyone getting to hear the song, and it was to try and attract filmmakers to listen to our music and go, wow, that'll make my film really work.
Right.
Instead, we sent the film, the music video out, and John McArdle's agent got back to him and was like, this is brilliant, you need to carry on filming. It's like, people are getting back in touch and asking when the next film's coming out, as if this is a trailer to a film. I'm like, no, we're not filmmakers.
No.
It's the music's ours, but we just put the film over it.
Yeah.
So it's like we're going to start getting offers to make films now when we try to push our music out instead.
But the good thing about it, 80% straight away, the first thing that they said was, the tune's amazing.
Yes.
And that's predominantly what we want.
Yeah.
We just want recognition as a band that we can produce great songs. And along with that, we want to showcase them great songs with great videos,
yes,
ideally. Yeah. And that's it. And I feel
it was
like
hard work
that.
And it was tense because me and Andy do something, especially the editing, and we take it back to Gavin and Ian can't be here, our lead guitarist today.
Yeah, Ian.
We take it back to our two worst critics, and they tell you straight, we're not having that. No, it's embarrassing. Do it again.
Yeah.
And it's statistically four, and we look at it and go, yes, we're better than that. Let's do it again.
Right.
And a lot of video cost free. It was just our time and effort we put in.
Yeah.
It was, but our own worst critics, good. Aren't we?
Yeah,
like
we
our
are.
Own critics. We're the worst for ourselves. We
need to keep pushing everything until we had to be just get no more out.
And that's only come in the last 2 years, really, because we'd allow things to slip through without real, like, no, that's not good enough.
Yeah.
Now.
But remember the first time we gig, we supported the Coddle down south in the Pyramid Centre, and we played to about 1,500 people, and some of the crowd stayed behind to speak to us, and the first question is, what's your website? It's like, we haven't got one. Well, what are you called? We don't know whether to call ourselves Boll Weevil or the Boll Weevils. We had nothing set up. We didn't even have a t-shirt to give out.
So where did the name come from, Steve?
It was a lad who's not in the band no more. He had a dream, and the dream was, we're calling ourselves the Boll Weevils. The Boll Weevils is a little beetle. And we thought it was dead original. No bands had a dream about calling themselves a band about Beatles before. But we found out there's loads of bands called the Boll Weevils. So we're just riding the Liverpool Boll Weevils.
I was saying to the lads, there's a fantastic song, you know, called The Boll Weevil by Bill Withers.
Bill Withers.
Fabulous.
Yeah. There's a lot.
There's another one called Boll Weevil, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, the Boll Weevil's a little beetle.
It is a little beetle.
It crawls into it comes in a swarm, cotton, and it'll crawl into your cotton ball.
Yeah.
And you won't know it's there until it eats its way out your cotton ball.
Yeah.
And it's too late. It's destroyed the cotton industry overnight.
Exactly.
So the evil Boll Weevil is around.
Just check your pillows of a nice, you know.
Coming to get you.
Yeah. We've had the Boll Weevils. Yeah. We've had the Boll Weevils in here. Just check your pillows. Yeah.
We get everywhere.
That's right. Yeah. What do you say? Don't let the bed bugs but you an idea. They're not. No, it's not bugging
we
us tonight.
Bite, though, we don't bite.
Who's predominantly the singer-songwriter? The songwriter.
Gav is the main
Gav
man.
Gav is the main
yeah.
drums.
Fabulous, mate. Yeah, great. Inspirations?
Everyone, the list's too long.
Yes.
Goes from the Beatles, some American stuff, Motown.
Right.
It just goes right through. It'd be here all day.
Yeah.
Too many inspirations, really.
Okay.
And local bands as well.
Are you self-taught?
Yeah,
sort of. Yeah, we learned guitar when YouTube went around. We had stuff to get to learn off the radio, rewind songs, and of course we're self-taught, musicians, real ones.
Hey, Steve, you've got a class act on your left-hand side there.
She's brilliant, isn't she?
Yeah,
brilliant.
She's not self-taught. She's a Lipper student.
She's brilliant.
You know, your Lipper quality, you are brilliant. You know,
she'll be the professional.
Yeah, you know. You know,
that's what we need.
People are going to say, have you seen that girl in the band? I don't know who the others were, but my gosh. You know.
That's why me and Andy haven't played today. We're going to keep it sounding.
Well, I know, I did, yeah. So I presume you're only going to do the two songs.
Yeah, as we come in.
And just to say hello to us and everything.
Yeah,
and,
obviously get
as
a big up to the play.
Yeah, as I say, boys, I really, really want you to come back when you've got, you know, you're ready to launch the album.
To, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I know a lot of bands these days, they want to go to these wine bars or the clubs and hire a hotel, but nothing finer than a radio station to actually launch it and go through each track. You know, and go through each track and tell you.
I was going to ask you yourself, John. I was going to ask you about it, whether we were going to find a venue with you join us to try and launch it somewhere else. But even here would be even better, and it's just that would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, and help us on our little journey that we want to take going forward.
Unbelievable, boys. Yeah, and lady, yeah, absolutely fabulous. Yeah. Is this lady with you all the while now?
She is now,
Yeah,
you are now.
She's just signed the deal.
Yeah, signed the deal. Brilliant. Yeah, fabulous. Okay, well, look, it's so good of you to come in, and I know it's a long, long journey, but I just can't. I'm one of these people, when you hear something, you know that the belief is there, and that's with me. And as soon as I heard your song, I couldn't wait for you to come in, and I look forward to the album now. Even if it's not an album, even if it's an EP.
That's it. Call it what you want. You'll still love the
exactly
music.
Exactly, you know. Are you going to bring it out on vinyl?
That'd be nice.
Yeah, it'd be nice again. Going forward, just want to make sure we've got it absolutely spot on.
Yes.
I've just seen the Coddle brought theirs on. You get a cassette tape with theirs. So
Steve, you may think that's funny, but, you know, interviewing Orchestral Maneuvers, they got a phone call while I was on air with them from their record label and said, we've had to order 5,500 more copies of your album.
Brilliant.
All on cassette. Yeah. And do you know why? It's the only form of music, allegedly, that can't be copied now unless you've got an old tape to tape.
All right. Yeah. That's a good idea.
All of our Weevil stuff will come out on cassette as well.
Yeah, you're going to have it on cassette, yeah. No, we'll have everything by the Bow Weevils. We'll have the launch here on Liverpool Live. And for the rest of the day, you just chill out, enjoy yourselves. We look forward to find out where you're going to be playing, because I'm sure we'll all come down and support you. We'll bring a team down, we'll do a recording and live interviews with you. But it's been an absolute sensational, and it's been a pleasure and a privilege to have you in here, boys.
Thanks,
ladies.
Thanks, Sean.
All right.
Nice one.
Thanks, everyone.
Wow. Tell you what, gang. Hey. What a great, great band. And I hope you all enjoyed it out there. As I say, it's been boom live to our Facebook channel. And can't wait to watch it. They were the Bow Weevils, and this is Liverpool Live.
On air, online, on your smart speaker, and on your mobile. This is Liverpool Live. This is Liverpool Live.